Okay. We're here with Jeff, KB4JKL, right?
Yes, sir.
So how are you enjoying this field day, Jeff?
Field day is excellent. It's always a great time each and every year we do it.
A lot of people here put in a lot of effort into getting this thing going. Jeff is with the Suffolk Police Amateur Radio Club. We're doing this field day jointly with the Home Box Office Amateur Radio Club.
You know what? Field day is so important because you have to realize something. Each and every year we hone our skills finer and finer. And field day is really all about, it's not really about a contest. It's all about refining our skills as emergency radio operators.
Right.
And that's so important. During 9/11, Katrina, things like that, disasters like that, we certainly transcend all the communications, the professional communications that are out there that are not, they're not able to get the job done because those communications fail. We're amateur radio, but, you know, a guy with an amateur radio set and just a piece of wire can talk worldwide in a matter of seconds. It's amazing.
It's really fascinating. I remember on the morning of 9/11, I was here. I couldn't get an email from one office to the other because we were using an outside server. Internet was down, and they asked me if they could use my mobile for emergency communications. I said, absolutely, that's what it's there for. So we've been operating here with Charlie W2CAL's on the microphone over there right now and doing a good job on, I think he's on 15 meters, I'm not sure.
One of the things that I really wanted to get through to people is that field day is about emergency communications. And a lot of people take this as just a contest, which I said before, it's not really that. It's emergency preparation. But you know what? It's also about having a fun, having a great time. Because the hobby or the service is about enjoying it. And while we carry out this great emergency service we do, it's about having fun. You know, and people need to realize it. Ham radio was fun.
And this year you're calling this Brotherhood Through Amateur Radio, and that's exactly what it is.
Absolutely. Last year I called it, I have a theme for each and every year during Field Day. And last year it was Field Day. It's more than a contest. And funny enough, the league this year, I guess, got the message because they said Field Day is about having fun. It's more. It's not a contest. It's about having fun, getting out and showing your wares and basically doing what's called emergency communications. If this was a real emergency, could we get a network up quickly and efficiently like we did this weekend? And this is a test.
And it was a good test. I think this year Field Day came together so well here. I didn't see one thing go wrong.
Well, one thing I can tell you, being in the emergency services all my life, I've seen time and time again how the so-called bureaucracies, with all the resources that they have and all the push-button communication techniques and all the modern up-to-date communication networks they have, just seem to fail time and time again. And I don't know why that is. Maybe because it's just such an elaborate network. And when you have an elaborate network, something is going to fail in that network. When one little part of that network fails, so goes the whole network.
And not only that, networks that are in place tend to get broken because they're there. And then you can come out and patch it with, an emergency site like what we got here. What else do you want to talk about, Jeff?
Well, I think I need to just acknowledge a lot of the guys that came out, yourself, Jerry, WA2FNQ, and Andy, WB2FXN, Charlie, W2CAL, especially Dave Benning, KC2MJX, who I could not have done it with this year. He was really a great help, set everything up. It's all about hams getting together, coming together. I couldn't do this by myself, and it's about everyone getting together and pitching in and making it happen, and that's what ham radio is all about.
Very good, Jeff. And right now we're going to go back to music. Did you ever hear of a group called the Ham Band?
Yes, I have. The Ham Band.
This is, we're going to play a cut from their album. I forget what this is. I think this is Radio Widow or something.